This is Ag Markets and More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bray.
Hey, Bob, we're going to talk about young people and farming in just a minute. First, wanted to ask you if you got your hay up finally after just lots of rain over the last month or so. A lot of folks had hay down, and it got wet.
They either had it down or they weren't cutting mm-hmm. because of the rain. And yes, I finally did. And a lot of farmers are getting it either cut or in the stack. And I think they're feeling a lot better about it with this weather we've been having the last few days, where we haven't had rain every day.
Look like we'll have enough time for one more cutting?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. You're crossing your fingers there,
yeah,
I can
right.
see. We're going to talk today about young people and farming. And we do talk on this program a lot about the barriers to just farming practice and the business of farming, and whether that's government policy or competition or high land prices, high loan prices, low prices for product. But you've got a story about young people that are actually getting into farming. We know that a lot around here, there's a lot of produce growers who are younger and are making it happen. And you're seeing maybe a trend?
I think so. I think that the trend has changed from when I was teaching vocational agriculture back in the late 70s and 80s. A lot of negativity about farming, and a lot of young people were told they better find something else to do, because unless they married it or inherited it, they wouldn't be able to farm. And some of these folks that I've been seeing lately in ag publications have been kind of going against that. And some of these young people have not had ag backgrounds, didn't grow up on a farm or ranch, and they've started their own operations.
Who's this kid? He's an Army Ranger?
Yeah, Josh Ellers used to be an Army Ranger. He was in the Army Rangers, and he had four tours of duty in Iraq, so he must have been in for some time. When he got out, he went to college and started getting some education, which was not related to agriculture. And then he kind of had in the back of his mind he might do something, and he kind of got an idea to raise Wagyu cattle, and those are a Japanese breed.
Wagyu?
Yeah,
Wagyu. Okay.
Yeah, they're high-end cattle. So now he's selling to high-end in restaurants, grocery stores, and direct marketing. So he's found a niche, and he's exploiting it. And he's, over the last 7 years, he's really built his operation.
I think about that. You know, with the Great Recession coming out of that, the highest unemployment rate was really for teenagers and young people in their 20s. Why not farming, right? I mean, you can go there, you can apply your skills, your millennial skills, that is, your social media skills, and don't screw around with soybeans. Go with Wagyu cattle and just go, you know, create something. You don't have to, like, move your way up through Wall Street. You just get right at it.
Yeah, I've got another example of a young couple that have started their buttonwood farm. They're raising turkeys and chickens, and they started out with just a few, and have really now done a lot. They're doing a lot of direct marketing, and they've made a real inroad into making a full-time income out of their small farm. So that's why I think it's kind of neat that we're seeing that. And I'm going to upload some of these stories onto our website.
Check that out at ksjd.org. Just click on the news link, and you'll find Ag Markets and More, this program, and an archive of many of them. Thanks, Bob.